Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
Welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. On this episode, we are welcoming back a good friend, Dr. W. Robert Godfrey. It's nice to have you back, Dr. Godfrey.
Great to be here.
Dr. Godfrey, of course, is president of Westminster Seminary, California. He is a Ligonier Teaching Fellow, and we are always looking forward to times with him to talk about church history. This time, we're going to talk about something very interesting, and we have to start off with full disclosure. Your wife is Hungarian.
My wife is Hungarian.
There we go. So let's now talk about the Hungarian Reformed Church.
Well, the Hungarian Reformed Church is one of the great neglected secrets almost in the world, generally speaking. One of the great successes of the Reformed movement in the 16th century was in Hungary. And there seemed to be just a wonderful preparation of the Spirit of God for the Calvinistic gospel to come into Hungary. And ethnic Hungarians, known as Magyars, were very, very responsive to the gospel. And the country very quickly moved to become a largely Calvinist country. And the great city of Debrecen, for many centuries, was referred to as the Calvinist Vatican because it was such a strong center of Calvinism, Calvinistic churches, and Reformed theological education.
Well, we are working towards keeping this well-kept secret no longer a secret. But there's an interesting twist to this story. It has to do with the bishops.
That's right. The Hungarian Reformed Church to this day has bishops, and that's somewhat anomalous for continental Reformed churches. And so the question arises, why are there bishops in the Hungarian Reformed Church?
I thought you were going to ask which came first, the bishop or the Reformed Church, but we'll just ask, why are there bishops?
Well, it is a curious bit of history. As any Hungarian could tell you, in 1526, the Ottoman Turks invaded eastern Hungary and came into the great plain of Mohács, and the king of Hungary, King Lajos, and many of his nobles and all of his bishops from the Roman Catholic Church, because in 1526, Hungary was still Roman Catholic, marched out against the Turk. And they were brave and they were strong. My wife still warns me that these are the eyes that looked out across the plain of Mohács and were unafraid. And they marched courageously into battle, and they were all slaughtered. And the result was all the bishops of the Roman Catholic Church were killed.
In one fell swoop.
In one fell swoop. And some of the surviving nobility decided they weren't too eager immediately to have bishops replace them because they could take the income from the diocese for themselves. So these bishoprics remained vacant. And when Calvinism came into Hungary a few decades later, there were these vacant bishoprics, and the Calvinists said, why not move in and take over? That's the danger of having Calvinists move in. They take over. And so that's a very brief rendition of the story of why the Hungarian Reformed Church has bishops.
So could you give us that phrase again? You look out across the plains
of Mohács.
Mohács.
And see the Turk and are unafraid.
And are unafraid. But their military might did not quite match up to their courage that day.
No. And most of Hungary was ruled by the Turks for quite some time. And in the latter part of the 16th century, the Hungarian Reformed churches that were not under the Turks adopted a church order. And it was a fairly standard Reformed church order, except for bishops, as to how the church was to be governed. But then the last article of this church order is great. It says, and for the brothers under the Turk, they should do the best they can. So,
as we should all.
As we should all. It's a great Calvinist sentiment.
Well, thank you for that wonderful bit of history and providence coming together there in the history of Calvinism, the Reformation, and the Hungarian Reformed Church. Thank you, Dr. Godfrey.
Great to be with you.
I'm Steve Nichols. Thanks for listening to 5 Minutes in Church History. I have time for a bonus quote, and this from the 20th century stalwart, J. Gresham Machen. "Do you say with the Bible, Christ loved me and gave himself for me? He took my place. He bore my curse. He bought me with his own precious blood." That is the most momentous question.